Perek Rish up to Gimel. Again, going through the different categories of things which goes through her. So the Rambam, so first.
Let's very fast just see it in first category and second category.
Headlines. The first category was four things which because of the seriousness of the Avera, Akash Bokhu doesn't help you. Truva.
Just name it.
Right? Yeah? Because that, Right, and the second category was things that. What were they? There were things that the first category was that stopping other people doing mitzvahs, or encouraging them to do averus, or all the things like that. Right? Not your son, for example, who could have stopped doing averus and you didn't. And also, and the last one there was someone who says, Echtev Oshuv. I'll do an Avera and then after I'll do Tshuva. Then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that very much, and he's not going to be. Help you do your trigger. Right, that was the first one. Second category, totally different idea, was five things which it's going to be difficult for you practically. You have to have something to inspire you to try, something to push you, and you're going to lose out on those. Those are things people who are don't see themselves as part of the tzibur. They argue against the chachamim. They mevaze mitzvahs, or the mavaze, the rabbonim, the rabbeim, so, or soineh, and the last one was soineh satechochos, they don't like rebuke. So all these things which could have helped him bring them to tshuva, he's not going to listen to them, so it's going to be difficult for him to find something to push him towards tshuva. Okay, that's the first two categories. Third category, again, these are five different categories, totally all different ideas. The third category now, Anocha Gimel, is a new, again, five things in this category. Let's see, Halacha Gimel. Umehem chamish advarim ha'oisa oison I esher loish yoshuv b'tshuv mora. There's now another category which these averas will make it impossible.
Wow.
To do tshuva.
I expected the first category.
Right, so all of these things, the other category we've said till now.
She goes down, and boom.
Right, so the operative word here is tshuva gemura, a complete tshuva.
Uh-huh.
As we'll see why. You could do tshuva, but there's always going to be something lacking from your tshuva. These are going to be things which are various, which are being Adam lechaveiroi. You don't know who it was that you sinned against. So practically you're going to be stuck. Because as we saw, that one, a various one on lechaveiroi, you need to be mefayis, your friend. And if you do it in a manner where you don't know who that is, you're going to be stuck. So again, you can do it, sure, but there'll be something like
it. Prof, that better help. You friends.
No, okay, let's see.
You know,
I don't think that's any friends. It's your fellow.
You know,
it means your colleague or as in your fellow.
You're insulting only friends.
Okay,
that's it. You know why? Because it's safe. Other people, they don't know what happened with you after this.
Okay, so let's see what these are. Right, let's see. Number one of these, it's category again, five things in this category. Number one, Hamekalil Eser Rabin, someone who curses the rabbin, the tzibur. The late killer, the midor. I didn't give a klala to one person, one particular person. If you curse somebody, you can go. That's called the Ben Adam Mechaveiroi, and you have to go and ask him Mechila. If you get general klala on a whole klal, that's going to be impossible. You're going to have to go around every single person. You say, those people there, you're going to have to find every single person there in that klal and go and ask them mechila. That's not going to be possible. Okay?
It's a very interesting question I have right now. Reuven cures Shimon and Levi. But when he cures Shimon and Levi, Levi was not there. Did then Shimon create Rosh Hashanah and tell Levi, okay?
Alright, so you're asking very good questions.
You know what Reuven did? He said that you idiot, me and you idiot, right now, did I insult Levi or not? Do I need that for me?
Right, you can ask the question even slightly differently. What happens if Shimon didn't tell Levi? Do you have to ask Mechila?
Yeah. Oh no, this I learned, this halacha. This halacha is a very interesting thing, that sometimes it's not a good idea to come and tell that I call you idiot.
Yeah. I think we have spoken about this a little bit. Do you have to go? This is, we had the story, I think we said it was a story, a bit of a machlekes between a Rishol Sananta and and the Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Shmiras HaLashon, seems to write that if you said Lashon Hara about somebody, it looks like you're saying there that caused him damage, but he doesn't know that you did it. So do you have to ask mechila or not? So the Chofetz Chaim brings from Rabbi Yoina later on, who says that you do have to go and ask mechila. And he says that's the problem. You have to go and ask mechila. And Rabbi Yisrael Santa says, how can you do that? You're going to go and tell him that I caused you this damage, or make him more upset. You know, you want to make it because you want to have tshuva. You're going to go and make him feel worse. So okay, that was that story.
Okay,
there. So the question here, but the question is, you're right. Here we're talking about somebody who was mekabel the rabbin. So, and you say we don't. So it's impossible to go and ask all of them. So, well, every single person in this Rambam knows. Seems to be the fair that even if they don't know, the Rambam's understanding is still have to go and ask the Chila.
So it seems like, okay.
Yeah, we talk about this a bit. Rabbi Yonah seems to understand the whole point of asking the Chila was just to undo the tzali of cause.
Better not to do it. Okay,
right.
Let's go.
That's the point. Yeah, okay, so after saying Rabbi Rambam, you're right. The Rambam seems to understand you have to ask the Chila even if they don't necessarily know about it. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. But, and that's not possible. That was number one. Number two in this category is Hacholik im Ganov. I mean, somebody who stole something, and you go and share the loot that he stole. Yeah, so there as well, you won't be able to ask mechila from the person that was stolen from.
But here you don't know who this Ganov stole, because he's stolen on a bus from some backpack.
Right. So this Ganov went around. Yeah, this guy, let's say this middleman, what they call it, like a fence. So yeah, so the Ganov goes around stealing from here and there, from this one and that one, and he brings all his stuff to you, and you set it on, whatever. So
yes,
so
yes,
you
even,
you were
even it could belong to you because it's yours.
Oh, that's right. It's interesting. So it seems again a bit of a chiddush here. So it says a chiddush here that you have to ask mechila from the person who stole it from, even though you were not the person who stole it.
Plus, it's yours.
Right. And still, for some reason, I'm saying you have to ask mechila, but since you don't know, unless you go and track down the Ganav and ask him. In a normal case.
Why mention that? Because even the Ganav himself doesn't know, and he takes him in the pocket of something in a bus, he never sees him again.
Okay. So you're saying it could be that the Ganav himself, maybe
no,
his pit pocket might not know.
The ears.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. So you're asking
him. Ganav itself, not off the hook, because it's not. But you, who got it from Ganav, it's yours.
Right. Yeah, and but Mr. Mann is asking a difficult question. Was pointing out that even the Ganav himself might not necessarily know who he stole from.
No, this is different.
You're right. So the Rambam doesn't seem bothered by that. I mean, it seems they're assuming that he does know. But, right, the question, the person he passes on to, he doesn't know, and you're asking him, what avail did he do? Why does he have to ask Mechila? That's a good question also.
Next.
The second problem here is, by you're helping the Ganav, you're encouraging him in his career choice of skill and stealing, and you're encouraging him to do Averis. So that itself is an Averis. So that would seem to be saying, but that's also goes back to category number one as well.
Partner, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about here. It doesn't seem if monetary wise, if you're
but
as
part
as far as Tshuva goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be you still have Tshuva. He points out that it would be difficult to do Tshuva because you won't know who he stole from. And second of all, going back to first category, you're encouraging the Ganav to steal. And someone who encourages other people to do Averis, that's going to be part of the first category that you are.
The second guy obviously knows that it's stolen property, yeah?
Alright. Okay. And the third one, also, this is quite similar to this second one. Moitzi Azeda, the Eni Machris Zalea. You found an Azeda, a lost object, and you're not Machris. No, it's announced.
Even you know to whom?
Oh, so again, I'm assuming that he seems to assume an Aveda, which you have to. If you know who it is, I'm not sure if you have to be Machrez at all. When we talk about being Machrez, standing up and finding an Aveda, we're talking about a situation where you don't know who it is, and that's why you have to announce it, and whoever thinks it's there, I'll come and give you a simon. So hey, you didn't. Any Machrez at Ashraf is in al Bala. So now you made it impossible for the Bainan, the owner, to come and claim it. So, Achaz Manka, she has to trouble any idea, let me ask it. So, what are you going to do? Now you've decided to trouble and get it back. Right, why can't you be Machiz now? You don't have it anymore. You're assuming that now it's impossible.
No. He said different story.
And you said you found an Aveda.
No. He found purse,
right,
which was colored by red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Right now he has two choices: to put the diamond,
right,
or not.
No. So he didn't.
He still don't know who he is.
Yeah, she doesn't know who he is, right?
Yes. All right.
So now he's saying you can't do tshuva. Why can't you do tshuva? Well, she explains, because after you're going to come now and decide, oh, I'll do tshuva on it. So now you can't give it back anymore. Why can't you give it back now?
Why would not put again?
Before you advertise it up now. I mean, maybe in your, that's in your situation, you kept the money and threw it a purse. So that's the story, or something like that. I mean, the simonim there seem to be not relevant anymore.
Yeah. Details.
Or perhaps after time, the bailim must come.
No, something they can come.
Right, yeah, there seems to be cases where after some time you can't give it back. Okay, so that's again the same thing. We won't be able to do a proper tshuva.
Is it a professional pickpocket? One of the rules, immediately throw away wallet. Immediately.
Right. Okay.
Because what you get rid of wallet, then even you will court, okay? It says it's my money. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, so here, Dalet. This is interesting to read. This one is the Ha'echel, Shoir, Anin, Vislemim, Valmanis. So, looks like he's saying here, you eat an ox belonging to a poor person, or a Yosim. So, what's the problem there with doing Shofa? So, he says, Elu bnei Adam Amlonim, these are Nevechtika people, downtrodden people, Ve'enam Yoidim Ufusamim, not people who are well known. And the goyim is these people, they go from place to place, that's collecting money or something, they don't have a fixed location, yeah, somewhere to live. And also they don't have anybody who they recognize them will stand up for them. It's night time to give it back, they're not here anymore. You're gonna ask, oh, who don't remember that pauper who was going around from door to door 6 months ago? I mean, no one knows who they are. They've gone long gone, nobody knows who they are. So, we won't be able to give them back.
Very interesting. My grandson had very interesting Charlotte during this winter time. He driving in one shoe, and then he had brand new coat, very warm, okay? And when after driving, he didn't find his coat, but next was another coat, similar but not his own. Right now, he had to go to people and said, what are you going to do? Because he waited 7 days. It was still him, and there's shoe which people come and go.
Right.
And he finally got permission to get another one. But it was not clear that he could.
Right, yeah.
I don't understand that.
Check that coat.
I'm confused. The one that he wasn't his, well, he got permission to keep the one that wasn't his because he didn't get the one back.
You have permission to take it. Even personally, because it's not his, you know. Okay, person stole your coat, whatever, but who says that you can take his right now? And after several days, he went to several people, finally permitted him, because, you know, it was expensive coat.
Yeah, the interesting thing about this one is the Rambam, we did Ha'echel Shoir, I mean, he stole an ox. Yeah. He stole something. I mean, it could be anything, really. Not. The way we had it in Rabbi Yehuda was with not sort of a reish, shoyd, he had a dalet. Ha'echel shoyd aniyim v'yaseimim. We can arrive at here at the side. He also says, so it looks like the Rambam had, well, read it shoyd with a reish. It's not. It's going to be shoyd with a dalet. And he explains what that means. Shudrechik oisei b'choyva ad shemachlitin kak oiseihem. Someone that you have, this poor person owes him money, these poor people, and you pressure them and you force them to pay off the debt. You force them to sell off their possessions at a lower price than.
I like it more.
Okay.
This is definitely terrible. It is terrible.
Right. So the way he's saying.
Because I saw a lot of things in my life.
Right. Yeah. The question is that if that would go under this category as well. Again, these poor people, now they're not here anymore. It looks as though he's understanding it differently. It would be a different category according to him. He says the problem with this is that you don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think this is going to be one of the other categories We'll see. If you think that you think oh, you're perfectly entitled to do, it's my money. I'm going to ask for my money back.
You have
your money.
To pay.
Right. And they pay. He says, what did I do wrong? That's, I'm perfectly entitled to claim my debt. So that's going to be a different category. So
but
according to this understanding,
but
it wouldn't work.
You force person to lose money.
Yeah.
Besides basically.
Right. But according to that, okay. So that's number four. And the last one in this category of the Rambam, I'm a Kabel Shrichad Lahatois Din. Somebody who accepts a bribe. So his gifts again is Lahatois Din. To accept a bribe to give a false, to change the Psak Din, to change the ruling. And he explains this, you don't know exactly how much that's affected.
It's not necessary that all this category need to include situation when I could not find person.
Yeah, no, the different reasons why
the reason which you never
said. Okay, he explains why. He says why, yeah, this category is the same, but not because you don't know who to. He says in this case you won't know necessarily how, you know who was involved. You're not going to know how far, how much, how far, how much was it meant to pay, and how much we decided to
count these numbers, from 500, you know.
So you don't know. Hey, Chonegi, Atiyazu, but come on, he koycho kreishu yasbe.
You know, you don't know full extent of awareness.
Right. So you know the extent here to know exactly how much to compensate.
Very nice.
And then he adds again, and this one as well is also has oichu mazdik yad zeh omachtiyo. And again, this is also falling into the first category because he's encouraging the person to.
It's right now actually not so bad. Maybe I don't know everything, but at least. I passed these three categories.
Right. Good.
You know, I'm watching myself. Very nice.
Right. Again, in Abenhina, this one, Abenhina had one extra word. If you remember, Makabel Sheiched Lahatois Din Acher, Abenhina. Abenhina understood not that the dying himself accepted bribe. So it means he was like. He accepted a bribe to go and to influence somebody else to. Okay, that's a bit of a difference.
It's like false witness.
Yeah. Now, so again, the same horror we had in some of the other categories, have the same one over here. Rabbeinu Yonah only brought all of these, again, in a totally different order, and he prefaced all of them by saying, anybody who does any of these aveiros, tomid, constantly over these aveiros, then that's the type of thing you can't do tshuva for.
He doesn't talk about constantly.
Right, so according to the way he's explained it, I mean, even if he did it only once, again, did this aveira once, now you don't know to do true with this aveira. And so again, it looks like, also from the order, and also from the reason the Rambam explains it, it looks a little bit like when Rabbeinu Yonah would disagree with this understanding.
It seems they're learning different.
Yeah.
They're learning different. Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah learning different.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yonah have more rachamim on than Rambam.
Okay, so we're not sure if we should start the next one. We're not going to finish.
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Okay, we'll see how it goes. That's alright. We'll start it. We'll see. We'll start it. We might not be able to finish. We'll see. That's the first three categories so far. Number four. This is what we mentioned before. Right? These are things. It's very perfectly easy. It's as easy to do tshuva as other things, but nevertheless, you're probably not going to do tshuva. Appreciate worried, kindly, and being honest, things you don't realize yourself that they are there. It's like some said in the Raven that you think you're doing, you're not doing anything wrong. Yeah, it's not necessarily difficult to do tshuva. It's difficult to know the answer to tshuva.
What worse than sickness when you don't know that you're sick?
Right. Change worried, kindly, and being honest, but most people. Think then nothing major. The nimsachoita, who you damage in the chet, even as an aveira, he doesn't realize he's done a chet at all. And Edel Hain, these are these four, these five things are number one. Ho'echel misuda she'enay maspekes lebaleho. She'ze avak gezel. We mentioned this, eating, you're not going to eat from a suda, which if there's not enough, it's not sufficient for the owner. This person hasn't got much to eat, and you join him in his meal, even though he's offered. Maybe he's offered out of politeness, or even if he's sincere, you shouldn't join from the Suda, because it's a vaka gezel. It's the type of, kind of a gezel, taking from him something which he needs for himself. What do you mean? He invited me, asked me. So what did I do wrong? So you don't know what he meant to do.
You know what happened with my neighbor, Zenatpur. He just had me have some wine for some reason. Probably it was luxury reason. So he took 10 bottles of wine outside. And he called 3 people. And pronounces
Hefka, and then he took it away.
Hefka, in a minute, one took all of them and walked out. In a second, but he said Hefka. One person took everything and walked out.
Oh,
he counts the people he will have, and then he will own.
This is what? What was this? What was this wine?
This is the wrong people.
He would like to make it have.
Because what? It was Schmitz or what?
I don't remember.
Beer.
Okay. So he discovered, he said, everybody paid me, he take bottles.
Okay, so that's nothing that beer. That's okay.
One person, boom! And he was so happy after that, you know, because, you know, it's working. Yeah, he lost five.
Okay, all right, so that's okay. That's fine.
No, it's not what he's talking about.
That's not
about,
right.
That you come to a poor person, and he put you...
Here's what when it's...
Ten potatoes in this family, and you eat eight.
Yeah.
And you eat because you like potatoes.
Right. Okay, this one is wrong, right. Number two. Using. Using a mashkin. And I think it looks like it's talking about something which a mashkin which you're not meant to use. And you're using it.
Mashkin you cannot use, but because he never will pay me back.
Right.
I know this person, you understand, right?
What's he saying? He's saying that you think
he can buy a piece of bread, then he will give me back 1,000 shekels. I don't
right.
have to use
so he's going to explain, right, yeah, and then explain, he took a mashkin, right? So let's say it's the example he's going to say, he took a spade or something like that. Why can't I use it? I'm going to give it back to him. It's not something which is perishable. It's not going to get used up.
Oh, this is the key.
Right.
Because when I'm using it, I don't do anything bad for stuff.
Right, and he didn't lose out. So I've got a mashkin, so I might as well use it. And you're not allowed to use it again, so you think it's perfectly fine to use. And it's not. So why does he talk about a mashkin which belongs to an oni? Same thing if he has a mashkin belongs to a rich person, exactly the same thing. So Raman's going to explain that. It's a bit loud after. I'm established by Avodah Yisrael Oni. You use the mashkin which belongs to a poor person. Why are we talking about especially a poor person? Avodah Yisrael Oni, normally the type of mashkin you take from a poor person is this type of thing. His work implements the central views for his work. What does he have? He doesn't have all sorts of fancy clothes or food, whatever. He doesn't have something like that. So he's only got a thing, that type of thing, a spade. Or something like that. But the same thing would apply if it would be a rich person. Okay, I'll stop there. We're in the middle of this. Okay? Okay, continue. Okay, so
that's
it. Okay, next week. Monday. Yeah, Monday. Time is that's there. But
if you can move it.